Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So welcome to the Snaegill Industrial Estate here in Skipton. We are at the Class 1 HQ with Joe, and well, there's all sorts going on. Just remind us, Joe, what you do at Class 1 Direct.
Here at Class 1, we supply wholesale fruits and vegetables, dry goods, dairy goods, to restaurants, schools, pubs, cafes throughout the Harrogate area, Skipton area, York, Dales, Lancashire and the Lake District. So we get around a bit.
Now tell us some places where we might have eaten where you have supplied some of the vegetables and food.
In Harrogate, try Restaurant 92. Fantastic place. Also, there's a new restaurant just opened down by the Montpellier Mews, and that's called Galos Kitchen. Give that a go.
So we're talking now, there's all sorts going on here in your depot. There's all sorts of things coming and going behind us, but we're talking about some of the more exciting autumnal vegetables that are around at the moment. So what have you got for us today?
Yeah, people think that this time of year is pretty dull with vegetables, but really there's a lot of local seasonal vegetables available. I've just got a few out here for us to have a look at. We've got some Lancashire cauliflowers, beautiful. Got some unusual cauliflower from the cauliflower family called Romanesco.
Now, what else have we got here? Parsnips.
Of course, Lancashire parsnips, direct from the producer straight to us, so tip-top fresh condition.
Okay, who doesn't like parsnip soup? And then what else have we got here?
Something a little bit different that's come from France. We've got some smoked garlic here and some Jerusalem artichokes, another great soup and veg, but I just love them roast.
We have some very, very big leeks. Now, they're giant.
They
could be used as a weapon.
Yeah, they're another local produce from Ormskirk over in Lancashire.
And then, of course, thinking of the time of year, we are on to that time of year when everybody wants a pumpkin. Now, where do your pumpkins come from?
Our pumpkins come from Lincolnshire.
Do they?
We get them directly from the grower. We do 95% of our sales of pumpkins in October, and after Halloween, you can more or less blow a whistle and pumpkin sales cease.
So why do you get them from Lincolnshire then? Because that's obviously quite far away from Skipton.
That's the nearest local producer that we've found that can supply us with the consistency and the quality that we're looking for.
So my name's Martin, I'm the director of Class 1 Fresh Produce. Some great ideas for pumpkins. They're a little bit like a butternut squash, so great for roasting as a vegetable. Pumpkin gnocchi is another good one, which is like a potato and flour-based dumpling, really. Pumpkin soup, very similar. Great in raviolis with smoked pancetta. Lovely done as a soup with a Gruyere cheese crouton. Quite a versatile vegetable, really. Very underused.
And what about any other uses, non-cooking uses for a pumpkin?
We all like carving pumpkins, don't we? We tend to run a competition every year, get some great entries from customers, some really interesting looking pumpkins. Yeah.
I always mess mine up every single year, and then you can't start again, you've just got to go with it.
Yeah, I'm no better, to be honest.
Okay, so what we're going to do by the magic of radio is we're going to go next to one of your clients who you're supplying pumpkins to. So tell us where we're going to.
We're going to Thornton Hall Farm Park, and they take huggins of pumpkins from us. Be quite an exciting little trip for you.
Well, welcome to Thornton Hall Country Farm. We're here with Emma, one of the directors. And Emma, here is your delivery of pumpkins.
Thank you very much. They look really good. They will be used to decorate the farm for our toddler Halloween this coming Thursday and Friday, and for the next couple of weeks for October half term, and also for the pumpkin carving sessions that we're going to be doing.
Oh, wow. Now, everybody loves carving a pumpkin, so you have lots of things going on here for Halloween for children to come and take part in.
We have lots to do. So we've got a scary maze. We've got lamb and calf feeding with a farm vampire. We do apple bobbing. We do scary egg collecting, spooky animal petting. So there's lots happening over the next couple of weeks.
So once we get past Halloween, then there's bonfire night, and then I would imagine you have a lot going on this Christmas.
We do, yes. So this is our fourth Christmas, and we've packed a lot more into it this year. So there's options to dine with Santa himself. There's options to go on our Christmas adventure, which I don't want to give too much away, but basically we need lots of children to help save Christmas. We do toddler breakfast and lunches with Santa, a Christmas toddle, and a big Christmas Eve extravaganza. And then in between Christmas and New Year, we've got a big event in between them. But have a look at the website. I don't want to give too much away.
And when do you guys get a rest?
We don't. We don't, I'm afraid.
can find out more about Class 1 Direct by having a look on their website, class1direct.com, and see all the Halloween events at Thornton Hall Country Park by going to thorntonhallcountrypark.co.uk.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.